IKEA Audio and Story Warren present an unabridged recording of The Green Ember by S.D. Smith. Read for you by Joel Clarkson. Dedication for Anne and Josiah. Querite primum regnum Dei. Prologue. Two soaked and battered rabbits washed up on the shore of Amon Lake. Gasping, Fleck crawled onto the stony beach, rolled over, and tried to clear his mind. Galt was already standing.
"We have to go, Fleck,"
he said, eyes darting from the lake to the tree line.
"I'm no traitor,"
Fleck managed to say through ragged breaths.
"Traitor,"
Galt cried.
"The winning side gets to decide who the traitors were. We've lost, Fleck. It's over. Even you, Captain Blackstar, can do nothing this time. We have no chance."
We have no chance?"
"He has no chance,"
Galt said, head down, edging toward the forest. Fleck stood slowly, staggering. The usually gray fur of his arm was blotched with dark scarlet. One eye was swollen shut.
"He can be saved,"
Fleck said, reaching for his sword. His hand closed on air. His scabbard was empty.
"Nothing," Galt said. "There's nothing we can do. It's the end of the world."
"But the oath, Galt, remember? We can still turn this. King Witsa needs us. Prince Landa needs us,"
he said, pointing to the burning ship.
"I'll never turn traitor."
"Well, you're only a traitor if you betray yourself,"
Galt said. He sprinted off, disappearing into the trees. Fleck struggled to stay upright. Swaying, he turned from the fleeing rabbit to face the lake. Charcoal smoke corkscrewed into the sky. The blackened boat teemed with enemies. Flames snapped at the red diamond standard as the last King's Bucks grappled with the invaders on the deck. Whitson Mariner stood among them, his sword poised and his harried shouts echoing over the lake. Fleck straightened and stretched out his arm. Pain flared, unbearable agony. He bent, wincing. He opened his eyes and saw King Whitson, fighting desperately to protect Prince Lander. Fleck rose, ignoring the pain, and shouted across the water.
"My place beside you! My blood for yours! Till the green ember rises, or the end of the world!"
Swordless, Fleck Blackstar hobbled to the water's edge and plunged in. Chapter 1. Heather and Pickett Catch a Star. Heather had invented the game, but Pickett made it magic. She remembered the day it began. She had been out in the meadow behind their elm tree home, lying on a blanket in the sun. Heather was little then. Her long, furry ears bent slightly in the wind, and the bow she invariably wore over one ear was starting to come undone. That day Mother had done a carnation bow, an intricate weave of one long ribbon made to look like a large flower, and pinned it to one ear. Pickett was little more than a baby then, sleeping in his crib. Heather had gathered several sticks and was thinking hard about them when a powerful gust of wind almost knocked her over. The gust finally loosened her bow, which came down in a tangle of scarlet ribbon, draping over the sticks she held. She was unaware that she held the ingredients for a game that would later give them endless hours of fun. She had crossed two short sticks and made an X shape. Then she added another, giving it 6 points. She tied them together.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?